Because of you, American Ground Radio is heard in more markets than you can shake a stick at, which in California is now considered a microaggression against trees. Fire up the chainsaw, fellas!
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Prof.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
Okay, so here's the story. The American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU.
Yes.
You know, that's a group that, you know, they used to pride themselves on defending free speech and defending civil liberties, even when it was unpopular. Of course, now it's turned into this political outfit, a battering ram for leftist causes, especially the whole transgender sports nonsense. Well, they've been fighting in court for years, trying to say that biological men, well, they have a right to compete in women's sports. They've been throwing every argument out in the book, right? Title IX, equal protection, I mean, you name it. All to prop up this bizarre notion that a man who identifies as a woman has the right to push women aside and dominate their athletic competitions. But now that the United States Supreme Court has agreed to hear that case, or the latest case, the ACLU certainly wants out. They're telling the United States Supreme Court, and they filed a motion trying to dismiss this case, trying to urge the United States Supreme Court not to hear the case any longer. Now they're saying it's a moot case that, you know, it's not going to, nothing to see here. Have you seen this?
Have you seen this story? I have not seen this story.
So
they're saying nothing to see here. We just need to, what, throw the case out?
Yeah, because see, here's what the ACLU realizes, and I am so grateful that it appears that the jurisprudence in this country is finally turning on all this wokeism with regards to transgenderism, with regard to men using women's bathrooms, going to the restroom alongside our mothers and our daughters, our sisters, because the ACLU kind of sees, they're reading the handwriting on the wall. And they know that if this case does in fact go before the United States Supreme Court, they're looking at another bruising public defeat. And not just any defeat. I think a big legal defeat, a precedent-setting, tide-turning decision that could slam the brakes on this entire woke train of men competing in women's sports, of men marching into women's bathrooms, of this ideology that wants to erase biological reality. And that is what they are afraid of. That is why they are running. That is why they are before the Supreme Court now saying, don't worry about this case anymore. It's a moot case. It's nothing to see here.
So the ACLU,
forget about it.
So the ACLU is basically trying to, they see the writing on the wall. They see a massive defeat coming their way, and they're basically trying to prevent the massive defeat by just taking their ball and going home. That's the idea?
Absolutely.
Okay. But what do you think the odds are that the Supreme Court's going to buy that?
I don't know. Now, this case goes back to 2020, and this is a legal battle that began back then, where the plaintiff, who is now a senior at Boise State University, firmly committed not to try out or participate in any school-sponsored women's sports covered by the disputed law, and claims that the negative public scrutiny from certain quarters because of this litigation distracted this student from schoolwork.
All right. So wait, was this a female who was trying to play on male sports? This is a female trying to play on female
this
sports?
This is a male.
A male trying to play in female sports. And so he's suing, saying, I couldn't play college sports because...
And that was distracting.
It was distracting. Okay, but if it's distracting to you, you're the one who decided to try and change your gender. No one else tried to do that. That distraction was caused by you. You caused your own distraction. If you're distracted, well, stop trying to be a woman.
But see, I think the ACLU picked a fight here that they can't win.
Well, yeah.
They puffed up their chest. They threw out the legal, you know, their legal weight around. They strutted like they had the whole country behind them. But when the big boys, the United States Supreme Court, stepped onto the field, the ACLU tucked their tail between their legs and ran. I mean, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, look, the Supreme Court's done a lot of rulings recently that have gone President Trump's way. And I think the left has been hoping that the Supreme Court would be swatting down President Trump right and left like he was, like they were a bunch of leftist judges appointed by Obama or Clinton or Carter. But the Supreme Court hasn't been doing that. And I think the left is about to rack up a whole bunch of losses at the Supreme Court this year.
And I don't think this is, although this case deals with women's sports, female sports, I don't think this fight is about sports. It's about truth. It's about truth itself. Because if you can convince people that men can be women, that biology doesn't matter, that chromosomes are just a suggestion, then you can convince people of anything. You can dismantle reality. You can destroy institutions. You can erase the very foundation of rights and responsibilities and common sense.
And you can throw people in jail for saying something that's true. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later on the show, but that's what they're doing in Britain right now. They're throwing people in jail for saying things that are true. I think the ACLU thought the U.S. was on the same path that Britain is, where transgenderism is on the rise and they're passing laws saying you're not allowed to criticize
Keep
the whole
walking.
Idea of transgenderism.
Keep walking. I'm done with you.
But that's,
I'm done with
that's
you.
Not what the American public's about right now. The American public is about, and the vast majority, 80% of American citizens believe that men should not be competing in women's sports.
But see, this
that's a huge, huge margin.
But see, this is what happens every time liberalism meets reality. It collapses because it can't hold up under scrutiny.
Right.
It can only survive in their own echo chambers, in faculty lounges, in activist courtrooms. But in the real world, in the United States Supreme Court, which I know some folks might say there are activist judges in the Supreme
Court.
There are.
Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was asked the question, by the way, that I think turned the tide against this whole transgenderism thing. The one simple question, what is a woman? And for an adult
female
who's wanting to be, was at the time wanting to be on the Supreme Court, to be able to go, gosh, I don't know. I'm not a biologist. I think the vast majority of the country just went, well, then you're a moron, because that's a pretty darn simple question. Three-year-olds can answer the question, what is a woman?
So here's the bottom line to all of this. The ACLU's move to dismiss this case from the United States Supreme Court isn't a clever legal trick. It's a confession. I believe it's a confession. I believe it is an admission that they know that they can't win. It is cowardice. Plain and simple. In the long run, it's good news, because the Supreme Court's willingness to hear this case shows that the tide is turning, that the jurisprudence in this country is shifting away from woke ideology and back towards common sense. And we're not just talking about sports here again. We're talking about a cultural moment, a legal milestone, a turning point in this country. And so the ACLU is hiding. And while they're hiding, America sees, America understands, we know what's going on, and we're ready for the United States Supreme Court to say once and for all that truth still matters.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was on Capitol Hill today testifying before a Senate committee. The Democrats on the committee are calling for Kennedy to resign, as are many HHS career employees. Most of the Republicans on the committee gave time for Kennedy to defend his policies and explain his goals with regards to vaccines, COVID, and nutrition. One exception was Louisiana Senator Republican Bill Cassidy, who blasted Kennedy for preventing people from being able to get the COVID vaccine if they want to. Kennedy denied that charge.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like the Democrats and maybe, was it one Republican?
Dr. Bill Cassidy. Yeah.
It's almost as if they just wanted to embarrass him,
yeah,
or otherwise get him in a corner where he would come out and maybe admit something, you know, something, you know, just spectacular that might disqualify him from even holding the position.
And second thing you need to know before tomorrow, Washington, D.C. has filed a lawsuit to stop the deployment of the National Guard in the nation's capital. The lawsuit says the deployment of the troops in D.C. is not only unnecessary and unwanted, but it is also dangerous and harmful to the district and its residents. This is in spite of the fact that since the troops were placed in the capital, crime has fallen significantly, making life much safer for its residents. The suit makes similar arguments to a lawsuit in California protesting President Trump's use of troops to put down anti-ICE riots in Los Angeles. The White House responded to the lawsuit saying it's nothing more than another attempt to undermine the president's highly successful operations.
So murders and carjacking and stabbings.
Yeah, those are way down.
Are those less dangerous? Are the National Guard troops more dangerous than those crimes?
That's what the Democrats say. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Department of Justice has officially opened an investigation into fired Federal Reserve Board Governor Lisa Cook for mortgage fraud. President Trump fired Cook after Federal Housing and Finance Agency Director Bill Pulte sent two criminal referrals to the DOJ. Pulte says Cook purchased two houses in two different states 2 weeks apart and claimed both were her primary residence. She then got a mortgage on a third home in a third state, claiming that was her secondary residence, but records appear to show that Cook isn't living in any of those addresses, but instead making money off of them by using them as rental properties.
You know, it's interesting. What is the argument the left is going to make in her defense? Because they went after Trump for the very same issue.
Well, they not mortgage fraud, but yeah, I guess
it's essentially
the same idea. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
Now, this is going to sound very controversial, but it is oh so Trump.
Okay.
He is now making moves, I should say, to consider banning guns, or I shouldn't use the word banning. That's a little too explosive. Basically, he's talking about trans individuals who identify currently as transgender, particularly those who are struggling with severe gender dysphoria and other related mental issues. He's talking about preventing those individuals from purchasing firearms. Now, I mean, now you want to talk about irony, though, from those on the left, because you remember the left has lectured us for years that the biggest threat to society,
right,
the ultimate boogeyman, is the conservative white male with a gun.
And it turns out that the category of person most likely to be involved in school shootings over the last several years is a white transgender person.
Well
that's the person most likely, someone who thinks they're the wrong gender, and especially if they get a beef against religion, then those are the people that have statistically been the most likely to engage in school shootings over the last, 10 years?
Well, 10 years ago, they did a study and found that transgender individuals suffer disproportionately high rates of psychiatric disorders. And the data proves it out. The data shows...
That's because transgenderism is a psychiatric problem in the first place.
Okay, but if you look at the numbers, 40% of transgender adults report having attempted suicide at some point in their lives.
And that doesn't stop when they change gender.
But that
it doesn't go down.
But that 40% of transgender individuals or of adults who have attempted suicide, that's almost 10 times the general population of the United States.
Now, if you use that logic for this, then you would also use the same logic against veterans, because veterans also have a very high suicide rate in this country. So I'm not necessarily in favor of this argument. I don't think we should just be blanketing taking guns away from any category of people.
But if you're mentally... Okay, but I get that. But if you're mentally ill and unable to make sound decisions...
There we go.
Should you be allowed...
There
to
we
buy
go.
A gun.
And there are states that have red flag laws. I do think that if you've got a mental illness, you got something like that, then yeah, we need to be talking about restricting guns for that, but not just a category of people. We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, what would you do if your child's teacher called them a Nazi file in front of the whole class?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama.
And joining us now, our American Mamas, Terry Netteville and Kimberly Burleson. So this is a story out of Florida. There's a mother that got up at a fairly rural part of Florida, I guess it's north of Gainesville. And the mother gets up at the school board meeting and starts talking about the things that happened to her child at school. Kindergarten, is that right?
Six-year-old, and then there was the older son. Yeah. You'll hear it.
So here it is.
My son, 6 years old, was prohibited from sitting next to his friend on the school bus because a parent objected to my perspectives on book challenges. My older son's history teacher allowed students to label him a Nazi-file simply for his interest in history and participation in ROTC. She later nominated my son as the most likely to become a dictator and had his classmates vote on it and try to force him to the front of the class to receive the certificate, which he rightly refused, all because of his conservative values and our perspectives.
Thank you.
So she actually had the certificate. I mean, she had the receipts there of a teacher creating this certificate that most likely to become a dictator, voted on in class, in history class.
Because he wouldn't say anything negative about Trump.
What would you do if that were your child?
Oh, my God.
I'd raise hell.
Yeah.
I would. I'd go to the news. I'd go everywhere. We have taken this for too long as conservatives. We have kept our mouths shut. We've been considered the silent majority, and we cannot be that anymore. We have to fight back. I'm so proud of that mother for what she's doing. because you could tell she was so nervous. You could probably tell it's the first time she's ever.
She's not used to that.
Yeah, you could tell. But she had to stand up for something for her children.
Right.
That moment was very important for them to look back on with her doing. So it was very, but we as conservatives need to do more of that. Mm-hmm. We have to be loud. We can no longer be the silent majority. We have to stand up for what's right. That was wrong. And that teacher needs to be fired.
Right. I just got chills in my head when you said that part where you said, it's important for her boys to be able to look back at that moment when their shy mother, you could tell she's shy. Yeah,
she was nervous.
Yeah. Her voice was quivering. Important for them to look back and see that their mom stood up for them when it mattered the very most. Because you've got this teacher, and this is in Florida, which blows my mind. You've got this teacher who's humiliating this child. And this is the older one. The six-year-old, a child wouldn't sit with him on the bus because the parents didn't agree with the six-year-old's mother's stance on books. She doesn't want LGBTQ books read to the little one, six-year-olds.
Okay.
So that's something that should be raised with that,
parent.
But she wanted to bring that up. Like, this is what's happening. Like, this shouldn't even be an issue.
My family's being ostracized within this school
district. Yes, exactly. We have adult issues,
and
now it's trickling down and making it an issue for our children. The one that I have the most problem with is the teacher who gave him a certificate most likely to become a dictator because he is a conservative. And then on top of that, she got the whole class to vote and then tried to make him receive it.
Bully behavior.
And he rightfully did not, because he doesn't see himself as that. The teacher should be fired. The teacher should not only be fired, but she should owe him a public apology.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that she should, there should be some sort.
You're so right.
You know what I mean?
A consequence. There needs to be some kind of public shaming. Basically, you know, you write a letter to him that he can look back on himself.
That's right.
You know, apologizing for her own behavior.
There's so many times when somebody does something like this and you feel like no one's being held accountable. Yeah. We've seen this for the last four years.
Yes.
And gosh dang it, we're tired of people not being held accountable.
So sick of it.
The only people who are ever held for account for anything is when liberals accuse Republicans of doing something or saying something racist, and then you see that person come back on, I am so sorry, I did not mean to offend anybody, and they still get off on other shows. Roseanne Barr, all of them. It never happens the other way.
I know.
I want these teachers who are so, you and I were talking about this, children are so impressionable at this age.
Yeah.
You look up to your teachers.
Right.
You believe them. You trust them.
Right.
And to have a teacher look at this one kid.
Oh, God, it makes me mad.
I know. And say to the rest of the class, look at him.
Ugh. Nazi file.
If you want to be labeled as a Nazi file and a dictator, future dictator, you agree with him. You better watch it. You're teaching them not to go against the grain. You better say what I want you to say, or I'm going to embarrass you, humiliate you. And, y'all, this was in Florida. I thought it was California. This was in Florida.
That's one of the more disturbing parts. This was actually in a fairly red part of the state. I mean, it's not like this was, downtown Orlando.
Yeah.
This was north of there in you know, closer to Tallahassee than Miami.
God.
I hope definitely expect
Governor
that to be
DeSantis red. Stepped in. I hope he steps in and says something, does something, have a press conference. The left never minds having a press conference when it's going to humiliate somebody on the right. Have a press conference.
Yeah. And again, I can't imagine someone on the right doing this. I can't imagine a teacher on the right, you know.
You've got mental illness on the left. You really do. You have way too many people that are,
far left,
they've got problems mentally. You just don't see it very often on the right.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettleville, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
There's more fresh roasted American Ground Radio brewing. So stick around. That's good radio. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah.
Giggity, 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 ooh.
My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend over, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. The latest surveys show people who listen to American Ground Radio get 48% higher gas mileage than the average American. You're someone special when you listen to American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, when CNN, of all places, is forced to admit that the Democratic Party is collapsing, you know the walls are closing in. Because they've spent years running cover, spinning excuses, polishing the rust off of the Democratic Party.
Well, and passing on lies that the Democrat Party was telling as if they were fact.
So
Russia, 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 for example.
Yeah, no. But then they've got this guy, Harry Enten. We've played his clips before.
Statistician there.
He's the data guy. Well, he's waving the red flag, maybe it's the white flag of surrender, because he says Democrats are probably at their weakest point in American history, the Democratic Party, that is. He says,
wow.
He said, if you go state by state, like Arizona, Republicans have picked up a 3-point gain in voter registration. You go to Nevada, and here's where it gets juicy.
Mm-hmm.
You have a 6-point gain for Republicans.
And that's a swing state, Nevada.
North Carolina.
Another swing state.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Both of those states show an 8-point gain for Republicans. 8 points.
That's huge.
That's not background noise. That's a seismic shift.
Right.
And Pennsylvania is the crown jewel of the Rust Belt. It's where Democrats...
Well, it's that big blue wall. The big blue wall doesn't work if the Democrats don't hold on to Pennsylvania. I don't think a Democrat.
It doesn't look like they will.
I don't think Democrats in the can midterms win a presidential election if they don't hold on to Pennsylvania.
Or in the midterms, right?
Well, the midterms are slightly different because it's mostly about smaller districts and congressional districts, and the Democrats can do a lot in New York and California to make up. But if they're losing seats in Pennsylvania, yeah, they're probably not going to take control of the House.
So Harry Enten, who's the data guy, a statistician on CNN. He said the Democrat. He summed it up this way. He said the Democratic brand is in about as good a position as the Cracker Barrel rebrand.
And for the same reasons. Because people are tired of woke. People are tired of the nonsense.
It's a perfect analogy.
It really is. It's not that the Democrats are upset about things that are traditional to America. Cracker Barrel redesigned his logo and got rid of things that were traditional to America.
Well, the
it's
Democrats,
a great analogy.
Well, the Democrats rebranded themselves already.
And have they?
They rebranded themselves into oblivion because they've abandoned. And when I say they rebranded themselves many years ago, and they continue that tradition of being basically they've abandoned the working class.
Yeah.
They've pandered to the fringe. And now they're shocked to find that their voters, their traditional base, are done with them. I mean, that really shouldn't be a surprise. And with these states, North Carolina, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, all showing strong Republican Party registrations.
Yeah, that makes it almost impossible for Democrats to win a presidential election when that's going on. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Well, for the first time in American history, it's possible that we could actually see a decrease in our population this year. The United States has never had a year where we ended up with fewer people in the country than when we began the year. Never.
Okay, does this have to do with birth rates? Because we say on the show, or I say on the show all the time, we need to be making more babies.
It does partially have something to do with birth rates. By the way, this is according to a study from the American Enterprise Institute. So they're saying natural birth rates this year expect to be somewhere around 519,000 babies. 519, so about a half a million brand new babies this year in the United States. Now, immigration, they're saying it's going to be either you get 115,000 new immigrants to the U.S., or it could be as much as a negative 525,000 immigrants to the U.S. So basically, you would have more people leaving the United States than coming to the United States. And if you take that negative 525 and you subtract the 519, you end up with a negative 6,000. So our population in the United States could decline by 6,000 people overall.
Okay, but how much of this... First of all, in those numbers, in last year's population numbers, for example, did we count folks that should not be in this country?
Absolutely. Of the 330, now going on 340 million people in the United States, a significant number, millions and millions and millions, some estimates up to 55 million people in this country are not American citizens, but immigrants from other countries, some of them being legal immigrants and some of them being illegal immigrants. That's a huge chunk out of our population. So we do still have legal immigration going on. It's about 1.2 million people per year coming to the U.S. legally. But we don't have illegal immigration going on anymore. The U.S. is basically in single digits per month this year on illegal immigrants allowed into the country. And for the last 4 months, it's been zero. So if you're going to get a negative net immigration number of 525,000, then you basically subtract the number of immigrants who are leaving either through deportations or self-deportations from that legal immigration of about 1.2 million. So what that says is, AEI is predicting somewhere around 1.75 million aliens, illegal aliens, are leaving this country by the end of this year.
But see,
that's a staggering number.
But see, I think there's also something going on each and every year, at least during the Biden administration, certainly during the Obama administration, illegal immigration into this country was rising.
Absolutely.
And so as those numbers, so in other words, even if folks weren't making babies here in the country, American mm-hmm. citizens making babies in the country to right. replace, you know, basically so that our birth rate was not exceeded by our death rate.
Our population was increasing primarily because of illegal immigration during the Biden years.
And so now you've got folks leaving.
Right.
But more importantly, and I think far more impactful here,
yeah.
is you have millions who are not coming into this
That's right.
country.
That's right.
So you're not, you see what I'm saying? You
got. I think it's actually, the number's actually about the same, because while the AEI says it could be 1.75 million deportations this year, I think it could be higher because the Trump administration says we already have 1.6 million and you've got what, 4 months left in the year. So I think it could be higher than 1.75 million leaving. You could actually end up with more people having left the country this year than came to the country illegally last year. That's pretty shocking.
And when you think about that, the stress and the strain on our schools,
yes.
on our hospitals,
on our healthcare system, on
housing, making housing
exactly
is more affordable housing.
And that's actually part of the reason why birth rates are so low, is because Americans, young Americans, are like, I can't get started. Well, part of the reason why you can't get started is because you're competing against people who shouldn't be here for their jobs. They're undercutting you on salary. For housing, they're getting all the free housing from the federal government. For healthcare, they're going and using the ERs and driving up the cost of healthcare.
And of course, during the Biden administration, you had inflation
right.
that was causing the cost of everything to skyrocket.
So the question isn't whether the Democrat Party was lying to us about illegal immigration or not, because Donald Trump has completely turned this around in 1 year. The question isn't whether they were lying to us. The question is, why were they lying to us? What were they trying to accomplish? Having people who broke our laws by entering the country leave the country is a good thing. But only having 500,000 natural births is a bad thing. It's way too low. We need to be having a lot more babies. And again, that may be due to leftist lies, too, because there are too many Americans who have bought into the lie that having kids means you're going to be unhappy the rest of your life. We talked about that earlier this week. Or that kids will ruin the planet because of global warming. Or that abortion, having your abortion means you'll be happy. We have too many people in this country who have bought into the lies of the left. They lied to you about illegal immigration. They are lying to you about population control as well.
So this is a course correction, a population correction for our country.
It is. Now, it's good to get the illegal immigrants out, but we need to be making more babies so our population can grow again.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion Hiring and Screening Solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body in a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website. It's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
I know I shouldn't say this, but I was scrolling on Facebook just a moment ago.
Okay.
And here we are talking about making more babies.
Yeah.
And of course, there's a Facebook reel.
Mm-hmm.
I just happened to hit it, and it was talking about how Melania Trump,
yes,
the First Lady of the United States,
right,
because of the way that she has been wearing her clothes here recently, may in fact be pregnant. So I jokingly mentioned to Stephen, I said, well, maybe President Trump, seeing the population decline, has said, well, you know what, honey, we're going to make a baby or make America great or whatever he might have said. But it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't think she's pregnant, obviously.
But what is the deal with this? You got the Democrats saying Trump was dead over the weekend, and then there's rumors that Melania went to Walter Reed Hospital.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's just, I mean.
Well, anyway, it's something fun to talk about, obviously. Not true.
Yeah, no. I mean, I know you say it's fun to talk about. I don't find any joy in doing stuff like that. It just drives me crazy.
Well, I think I get that. When I say it's fun,
yeah,
it's that there are folks that are filled with such ridiculousness, and they're trying to influence others with the same ridiculousness. They're leading folks down the wrong path.
Yes.
And it's important for us, I think, to call these kind of folks out. You know, I don't know who put that reel together, but it's just it gets a lot of clicks.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's clickbait.
It's clickbait. I mean, that's somebody's trying to get famous off of spreading lies.
But there's lots of people that it's not just Facebook reels or just not these anonymous, you know, content creators. You see folks on national media, MSNBC, you want to call it national, on CNN.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got United States senators and members of the House of Representatives.
You had Governor Tim Walz suggesting that Donald Trump was going to be dead soon based off of the rumors over the weekend. I mean, come on,
there's
man.
A lot of ridiculousness out there. And obviously our audience knows the difference. But and just think about how many folks
don't. And it's a bright spot that our audience does know the difference.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
So Nigel Farage is a member of parliament in Britain. He's the founder of a new party there, the Reform Party, which is a conservative party that could end up winning the next elections in Britain whenever or if ever they decide to have those. So he was asked to Washington to talk about threats against free speech. He testified in Congress earlier this week, and his testimony was a bright spot. Take a listen.
But hey, that's fine. You can say what you like. I don't care, because that's what free speech is. And in a sense, this has all been going wrong now for a couple of decades. We've kind of forgotten the Voltairean principles that we'll fight and defend to the death. your right to say something that we fundamentally disagree with. That is the absolute foundation, if you think about it, of free speech, of democracy, of living in freedom. It's kind of why we fought two world wars at massive, massive cost to defend that very principle for ourselves and for many, many others around the country. And I first became worried about all this with cancel culture. You know, the idea that we can't have this speaker go to a university because some people might be offended by what he or she have to say. It is important to note.
Look, he's right on this. His warnings are a bright spot. And by the way, Britain, his home country, has already abandoned the idea of free speech. Britain now believes, at least the government of Britain now believes you should be prosecuted for hate speech. And not just British citizens, by the way. Anyone who says something the government of Britain disagrees with anywhere in the world could be arrested once they step foot in Britain. This is not exaggeration. It happened this week. There's an Irish citizen, Graham Linehan. He's a comedian. He's a writer. He made a Twitter post while he was in Arizona. So this Irishman was in the United States, posted on Twitter that he was denouncing some of the ideas of the transgender movement. This week, he flew to London, and five armed police officers arrested him at the gate in the airport for hate speech.
Oh, my goodness.
Again, he's not a British citizen. He didn't make the post in Britain, but they threw him in jail in Britain anyway, using more force than they usually do to arrest rapists in that country.
Now, for those of you who may not know who he is, Farage was the leader of the UK Independence Party and later the Brexit Party. He's the man who almost single-handedly dragged Britain out of the EU.
He did.
Which is a feat the elites told us was impossible. The media has called him a clown. The establishment has mocked him. The bureaucrats in Brussels dismissed him. And yet, he won. He won the referendum in 2016.
It went through. And even
so, it shocked the world.
It did shock the world. But he was saying part of the problem is that Britain has adopted too many of the ideas of the continent. Our ideas of free speech come from Britain. Britain championed the ideas of free speech back in the 16 and 1700s. And the United States, when we were formed, we built off of those ideas and expanded them. But in the continent of Britain, free speech was never something they were fully in favor of. And when Britain joined the European Union, they started adopting some of those ideals. Britain is a warning to the United States right now. And Nigel Farage was making that warning to us. And it's a bright spot that he did.
He's a bright spot for freedom because he proves that one man, armed with a conviction, can change the course of history.
And if he becomes the next prime minister of Britain,
that would be phenomenal.
That would be another bright
Remarkable.
Spot. Maybe he could turn that country around and save their rights to free speech. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, Vladimir Putin, I don't know if you know this, but he is quite the host. Well,
how would I know that? I've never been hosted by Vladimir Putin. You're starting rumors here. People be oh, look at that. Steven is a Russian sympathizer.
Yeah, no. My point is, and I'm saying this tongue in cheek, is that he has invited Vladimir Zelensky, who's the Ukrainian president,
right,
to Moscow. He's rolled out the red carpet for him. He said, hey, I'm interested in peace. This is Putin.
Okay.
Maybe more BS from Putin, but nevertheless.
Yeah.
He says he's interested in peace, and he has invited Zelensky to Moscow.
Okay.
He's putting out the red carpet, the welcome mat, in the very capital that has overseen the destruction of Ukraine.
Let me ask you a question. Say you're Vladimir
Zelensky.
He's not going.
He's not going.
Would you go to Russia?
No, he's not going.
Of course not.
And the number one reason is you think the Ukrainian president is going to march into the lion's den, into Putin's palace?
And you think Putin won't kill him?
And the other part is that Zelensky
seriously.
Is very angry.
Very angry.
Blame him?
Right. No, Zelensky.
So what kind of peace talks is going to... I mean, they're going to end up throwing plates at one another.
Oh, or, you know, one of them will get polonium 212.
That's even worse.
Putin's done that to other guests.
It's true. He's quite a host.
I mean, whoa. Oh, wow!
When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Back in 1969, Alfred DiStefano was standing on a pier at Cedar Beach on Long Island Sound when his class ring slipped off his finger and fell into the water below. It disappeared beneath the waves and was lost forever. Or so it seems. You see, earlier this summer, David Orlowski was walking the beach at low tide with his metal detector. The device started pinging and David started digging. He dug down a foot in the sand and eventually pulled up the gold ring with the ruby stone.
Oh my.
David's found lots of rings at the beach over the years and decided to reach out to the high school alumni group online. Thanks to David's hard work and honesty, Alfred was reunited with his class ring 56 years after he lost it at that pier.
What a great treasure.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.